load of cleaning detergents. I throw the double doors open into the courtyard garden to let in some air, then head to the master bathroom. It's a massive space with a huge ensuite and an original ornate fireplace. I smile, backing up into the corridor and enter the second bedroom, though I have other ideas for this space. I picture my desk beneath the window, looking out onto the cute courtyard, and my workbench spanning the back wall scattered with technical drawings and files. It's mine. All mine. It's taken me a year to find the perfect apartment in my price range, but I'm finally here. I finally have my own place, as well as my own studio to work from. I always told myself I'd have my own business and my own home by the time I'm 30. I beat my target by a whole year. And now I have this weekend to make it feel like home. As if on cue, there's a banging on the front door. I dash through my apartment, and fling the door open, coming face to face with a bottle of Prosecco being thrust at me. "Welcome home!" Lizzie sings, producing two glasses too. "Oh my God, you're a saint." I lunge forward, seizing the goods, and open the path to her, welcoming her into my new home. I have the biggest grin on my face. She beams right back and charges in, her short black hair brushing her chin, her dark eyes gleaming with happiness. Happiness for me. "First we toast, then we clean." I agree as I close the door behind her, following her into the cluttered lounge.
"Holy shit, Annie!"
She gasps, coming to a stop at the doorway when she spies the mountains of boxes.
"Where did all this stuff come from?"
I push past her and place the glasses on a box, starting to peel back the foil from the bottle of fizz. "Most of it is work stuff," I say, popping the cork and starting to pour.
"How many books and pens does one architect need?"
she asks, pointing to the opposite side of the lounge, where there's a line of plastic boxes running the length of one wall, all stuffed with various files, textbooks, and stationery.
"Most of the books are from uni. Mickey's stopping by tomorrow with a van to take the stuff I don't want to the charity shop."
I hand Lizzie a glass and chink it with mine.
"Cheers,"
she says, sipping as she gazes around.
"Where do we start?"
I join her, sipping while looking around at the mess that is my new home. I need to get my bedroom sorted so I have somewhere to sleep. I'll tackle the rest over the weekend.
"Ooh, your boudoir!"
She waggles suggestive eyebrows at me, and I roll my eyes. "This is a man-free zone." Knocking back another glug of Prosecco, I make tracks to my bedroom.
"Except for Mickey,"
I add, arriving in the huge space, mentally moving my bed, my wardrobes and my dressing table, which have all been dumped in the middle of the room. I hope Lizzie has stretched in preparation to shift all this hefty stuff.
"Your life is a man-free zone."
"I'm too busy with work," I point out, smiling a satisfied smile. I love it. My new business has gone from strength to strength. There's no better feeling than watching the vision in your head come to life, seeing a drawing turn into an actual building. From the age of 12, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. Dad bought me a rabbit for my birthday, and quite unimpressed with the hutch that he came with, I nagged my father into extending it to make better accommodation for my new friend. He'd laughed and told me to draw what I wanted, so I did. I've never looked back. After 2 years acing my A-levels, 4 years at Bath University, and 7 years working at a commercial firm while powering through my 3 architect exams, I'm now where I always planned on being, working for myself, making people's dream projects come to life. I hold up my glass of fizz. "How's your job, anyway?"
"I work to live, Annie. I don't live to work. I only think of pedicures, skin and nails when I'm at the salon."
Lizzie joins me on the threshold of my new bedroom. "And don't change the..."